have with that call?
Shrook.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm called an idiot.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
How about if they wanted the cow to stand still while they're milking it?
It says saw.
Uh-huh.
See when you're doing the milk.
Uh-huh.
Like
uh-huh.
that.
How about a calf? How would they call a calf?
Well, then you say sukkaf, just like you would
just like
see,
you would,
yeah.
The
yeah, and they'll come too when you come. Turn them to. And the cow, she knows her name. We used to have one over there in the pasture, and you could call her like I did and call her by her name. And, well, it wouldn't be
oh.
a few minutes. She'd be coming over the hill
oh.
to be fed
just
milk.
By name.
Yeah, just remember, they know their names.
Now, if you're plowing with mules or horses and you want it to go left and right, what would you say?
Well, just G to your right
uh-huh.
and haw to your left. Yeah, I learned that. Like when the old dog mule used to want to get over there and say G, Ned, or Kid, whatever the name was, and they know to get over.
Who taught you that?
Well, see, my dad didn't have no boys, and see, he knew he had farmed all his life.
Uh-huh.
And, see, I learned that when I was a little old bitty kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What about getting horses in from the pasture, or how would they call them?
Whistle for them.
Yeah, someone just whistle for them.
Whistle out of
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or just call them by the names
or
and tell them to come
them.
On, yeah,
uh-huh.
the way we used to.
Now, if you wanted a horse, like if you were riding a horse and you wanted to go faster, what would you say to him?
To get up.
Yeah, to get up. Maybe you have a switch or width or something. You just tap them on the hip, you see,
uh-huh.
and then they'd know to go faster.
Uh-huh.
Now, last night I was giving old, we had that watermelon you cut we didn't eat.
Uh-huh.
And old Murda had gone downfield and everybody said, just whistle for her and she'll come.
Uh-huh.
And I went out there, I didn't whistle, and she says, come on, Mert. And she knew what I meant, and she come back there and I put that watermelon over there and she ate all that yellow out.
Really?
Yeah, she'll come when you call her.
Come.
You know, stocks got more sense than
then
you. They're born. Everything, I guess, has some kind of instinct,
uh-huh,
you see,
uh-huh.
that they know what to do.
What if you wanted the horse to stop? What would you
say?
Say
woo.
How about if it was time to feed the hogs, how would you call them?
Pig!
There you go.
That's what you'd call.
Have you ever heard anybody call sheep? How would they call sheep, do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Well, no, but I don't know. I've heard Mr. Kinsley up here muttered something, but I couldn't understand. We'd have to have no sheep, but probably he'd have one name and call them and they would come.
How about when it's time to feed the chickens, how would you call your chickens?
Oh, chicken, chick, 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 chick.
Yeah.
You'd say, okay.
Yeah, just call them
chickens.
Well,
chickens
and they'd come. And you'd feed them.
Say it for me the way you'd say it.
What, calling chicken?
Uh-huh.
Chick, chick, chick.
That's pretty good. They'd hear that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would.
If you were going to hitch up a buggy or something to get ready to go, you'd say you got to
hitch up the horse.
To the buggy.
Uh-huh.
Hitch up the horse to the buggy.
Would that be the same thing as saying harness it?
Yeah,
be
the
same thing.
You'd say sometimes you'd say put the.
You wouldn't do like a George Mathis going to go somewhere in the buggy, and they put the horse collar upside down, you know, on the horse, and then wasn't that you?
No.
Yeah, it was somebody that did that.
Well,
maybe it was. Anyway, seeing the hames wouldn't fit around, they put the collar outside that went to the neck on the mule.
Uh-huh.
It was someone that did that.
Well, now. Would the collar be the same as the harness?
No, Collar's what the harness goes on. What the hames goes on, you see.
The collar goes around the neck, and then the harness goes
facing up here
body.
With a strap
uh-huh.
over the neck.
Uh-huh. Now, if you're riding on horseback, what do you call what you hold in your hand?
Reins.
Uh-huh. And if you were, now how about if you're plowing?
We call that line, plow line.
Plow
you know, line. You use ropes to plow.
Oh, you use
yeah.
ropes.
No,
now, on the saddle, now we were talking about those saddles. Now, if you were